This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection. Episode 157 of A Sonic Youth. This week we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the release of one of my favourite albums, Alt J's second studio release, This Is All Yours. Opening the show was Alt J with Intro, That song continued the short-lived tradition of the band starting their first two studio albums with an intro song, which were these great little unifications of snippets of sound from other tracks on the album. Intro from their first album, An Awesome Wave, is one of my favourite songs of all time. The one from this album isn't as good, but I always find it interesting to listen to. An Awesome Wave is probably my favourite album of all time. To me, This Is All Yours does not stack up, but neither have the two further Old J albums. Selected tracks from these latter three records remain some of my favourite songs, but on a full album level, they've never released anything as good as their first effort. That being said, I think This Is All Yours is still a great album. Like everything Old J has released, it's very arty and quite experimental. I think this album especially so. Also, in relation to An Awesome Wave's continuity, this album seems to either have tracks which have quite a lot of pop appeal or tracks that really don't. The classic example of a track with huge pop appeal is Left Hand Free. That's a brilliant song, such an earworm. So much that it was kind of controversial among the most fervent of Alt-J fans when it was released. It was accused of being a track that the label had forced them to make so they had a marketable single, but the group insists it spawned from a fun studio jam. So Left Hand Free is the obvious choice, but I want to play Every Other Freckle. Alt-J has always experimented a lot with percussion and with keyboard effects, but tracks like this one from this album show their drum and bass influences most strongly. It's a heavily layered song, super catchy, and especially great live. With tracks about being deeply, unashamedly, and obsessively in love, here's Alt-J with Every Other Freckle.
I want to share your mouthful. I want to do all the things your lungs do so well. Like a cat bats into a female. Turn you inside out and lick you like a crisp packet.
Thank you.
listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Alt J with Every Other Freckle. Alt J, named so after the keyboard command on a MacBook which creates the delta symbol, was formed by University of Leeds students in the late 2000s. All members met in the university halls of residence, and all studied either English or fine art, something which clearly manifests in their lyrics. The original lineup was lead singer-songwriter Joe Newman, backing vocalist and keyboardist Gus Unger Hamilton, drummer Tom Sunny Green, and guitarist Will Sainsbury. Their first recordings were done on GarageBand in the uni halls, and after more than 5 years of work and time in a proper studio, An Awesome Wave was released in mid-2012. And, in alternative circles, it caused a huge fuss, both positive and negative. Some labelled them the new Radiohead, whereas Pitchfork, in their 4.8 out of 10 review, called the album overstuffed, messy, and at times comical. And frankly, I don't care about either of those arguments. I don't really like Radiohead, and I certainly don't agree with Pitchfork's consistent dislike for their band over their album reviews. The fact of the matter is I grew up listening to that album, and my love for it has not waned over time. But we're talking about their next record, released 2.5 years later, and about 6 months after the departure of guitarist Will Sainsbury, which settled the band into their current long-standing three-piece lineup. As I mentioned earlier, This Is All Yours is an album generally consisting of poppier tracks with keyboard experimenting and some drum and bass influences, and more mellow poetic tracks, such as the Nara trilogy, Arrival in Nara, Nara, and Leaving Nara. Here's the middle part of that trilogy.
So, gonna marry a man like no other. Light the fuse. Hallelujah. Natural blues.
You're listening to a Sonic Youth, and that was Alt J with the beautiful song Nara. Like the intro tracks from the first two Alt J albums, there's also a part one and a part two on either album of the song Blood Flood. The original Blood Flood is about being flooded with fear in the anticipation of imminent violence. The narrator is being attacked by the Mandela Boys gang in the Southampton Common, or, as Joe sings it, the COMMON. The part 2 version seems to be from the perspective of the one attacking the narrator on the first Blood Flood, and it is about the adrenaline and rush of blood from both violence and sex.
Oh,
is A Sonic Youth, and that was Alt J with Blood Flood Part 2. So that's This Is All Yours at 10 years after its release. I recommend you check out that trilogy of Nara tracks, but ultimately, I most recommend you check out their first album, An Awesome Wave. Next up, we have a new release from The Grogans. The Grogans are a garage rock band from Melbourne. They formed in 2016 from a group of high school friends and released their first full length in 2019. I've played The Grogans on the show before. They recorded a great Triple J-like a version cover of the Kinks classic You Really Got Me. I also played their song Black, which is this somber and moody piece of beauty from an early EP, which shows that these guys are more than just another poppy garage rock band. They've just released a new single called Oh Boy, which is about as infectious as modern garage rock gets. The Grogans with their new single Oh Boy. Next week on A Sonic Youth, we have another episode of Indie Covers of songs by the likes of Warren Zevon, Grateful Dead, Grant Hart, and Elliot Smith. To fill in the remaining time on this week's show, here's some more Alt J and the masterpiece of alt pop that is Left Hand Free.
Is gone. Oh, N-E-O-O-M-G-G with
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.